This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we will be coming to you from Clearwater. If you are in Clearwater, or be in Clearwater, we will be up at the broadcast from the Tiki Bar. What is the stadium called now, today?
BayCare Ballpark.
BayCare. Oh, so that's what it was last year. Okay.
Yeah, they haven't changed in a couple of years, which is good.
I haven't been there in...
I think it started, Bright House Networks Field?
Yep.
And then it went to, Spectrum? Or not, I think it was Spectrum, and then, I think they've been BayCare for a little bit.
Bro, I go back to Jack Russell.
Well, Jack Russell was, a long time home.
Yeah. Let's get to everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show, could we?
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
There's a lot of awful portions of Twitter that are incredibly annoying, but one resurfaced again this weekend and was simply out of control that we will get to at number one with the top five at five worst versions of Twitter. Now, number five has been going on really since they won the Super Bowl, which is the one up on how happy you are, Twitter. Oh, you're so happy.
Oh, this is aimed at one particular person, is it not? Is it aimed at one James Seltzer?
Well, it's Seltzer. It's people like Seltzer, you know, where it's like, oh, everything they do is the best day of my life. But everyone, it's a lot of one-upping. You know what I mean? Like, Rob Thompson got the nickname Topper because he topped everyone's stories, allegedly.
Oh, really? Is that what the nickname comes from?
Yeah, allegedly.
I didn't know. That's actually funny.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what Twitter sometimes gets. It's topping, you know, how happy everyone is.
You still see this? See the topping each other
but
now?
It's toned down, but it reminded me of it.
Okay.
Yeah, during that time.
Yeah.
Which I know you love. You love thirsty Twitter.
I hate thirsty Twitter, but I also take Twitter as too much now, too.
Oh, that's a part of it.
I hate all of it.
It's all bad. It's all bad.
Yeah.
Topping one up on how happy you are, Twitter, is one up how detrimental everything is, Twitter. Well, this is a big one, whether it's political, whether it's sports. This is the worst thing of all time.
Everything's the end of the world. Yes.
You'll be okay.
Yeah. Everything's going to be fine.
Everyone's going to be okay.
Shut up. Go to work. Take care of your family.
Go outside.
Log off.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Third worst version of Twitter. Now, it usually mostly happens after the first round of any draft you're on. But this guy drafted in the fourth round, but I know he's a steal. You know, where they break, I love this pick by whatever team. It can be the Phillies, Eagles. The after first round draft Twitter, where they like to prove how much quote unquote tape they've watched. Very annoying.
You consume too much Twitter, I think.
Well, it's part of the job.
Yeah.
You act like you're never on Twitter.
I am on Twitter, but not nearly as much as you.
Well, it's been a part of my life for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, the post first round, boy, this guy's just, everybody's a steal after the first round.
Oh, dude, this guy is a steal of draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens having the hockey draft. Bill Matz go on and talk about how this guy's a steal in the eighth round.
Wow, taking a shot at Mr. Ava Graham over there?
Benedict Graham.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's what we call him around the building.
Well, I gotta go get a job. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just kidding. But I can do it for the Phillies. No one else can. The second worst version of Twitter is the old takes exposed Twitter, where it's like, you remember you said this 4 years ago, you freaking idiot.
They still do that?
Yeah, it's toned down a little bit.
This didn't age well?
Oh, didn't age well. If you want to, send me through the roof. That's why I don't even tweet in the first half of Eagles games anymore. Unless I'm tweeting they're going to win by double digits. Because
Mike's right. You on Twitter too much.
See, thank you very much.
I've gotten better.
But I do understand the whole not tweeting something because somebody's going to bring it back up.
Yeah, remember he's the idiot.
What?
Well, stop making declarations in the first half of a game.
Well, that's what I don't do it anymore. It's part of it is personal growth.
See, my thing with the way I think Twitter should be, now I never use Snapchat.
But, I don't even know, yeah.
Yeah, but what I understood Snapchat to be is you would say something and then the message would disappear after a certain amount of time. Right. I feel like the thing that is fun about Twitter when things are going on is you reacting in the moment, this is how I feel about this.
Yeah.
Right? Oh my God, this was, they feel like they're going to win or they're going to lose, blah, blah, blah. Not to have somebody look at the way that you felt 3 hours ago and say, boy, were you wrong about that. Because here's, is like when you're sitting watching the game with your friends, everybody will say that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And it's a natural reaction you have throughout the course of a game.
It just comes and goes and it's whatever. It's not like you don't have to be held to the standard of what you thought was going to happen in the game in the middle of the first quarter. You were wrong. Of course you were wrong. Most people are wrong about everything.
No, you're right. If you're just, and see, this is why you got to quit looking at Twitter as much. And so you don't put as much stock into it. Because Spike is right. Think about this. If you're just watching a game with a group of people, everybody isn't sitting there saying, oh, don't worry, we're going to be okay, we'll win.
Right,
like,
yes.
That's not happening during a game.
When you're losing.
When you're losing.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
That was one of the funniest parts about this Eagles season. Remember how horrible they were in the first quarter?
Yeah.
Everyone thought they were going to lose every game.
Yeah, it was a slow start every week, yes.
And it didn't matter. And they start blowing teams out in the second half.
No, you're right. Yeah. Those people get on my nerves, too. I don't get it until basketball season, though.
Oh, the Eagles.
I get a lot of that during Sixers season, which is kind of why I don't tweet as much during Sixers games.
Exactly. Yeah. To me,
it's less about tweeting less and more about not reading them.
Yes, it's because you can tweet and just not care what anybody says, but don't go in your mentions.
Yeah. You can.
That's hard to do, though.
Oh, borderline impossible.
Yeah.
Well, it's not impossible.
Well, it is difficult.
For you, it is.
Well,
yes.
Hold on. Now, to be fair,
yes.
I don't reply. I see them.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, that's growth right there. That's
thank you.
The thing, yes.
One member of this show likes getting into Twitter battles.
Yeah.
With me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why I've laid off.
Right.
Because I know myself, and I know I will reply back. Like, the only fight that Jack will get in, his response is when somebody says something like crappy to him, he'll just go, why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like just passive aggressive.
Just
well, why?
Yeah. You suck. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But my goal is always to make somebody feel bad for what they say.
Right.
It's when they go, not when they disagree, but when they go overboard about something like, you know,
face for radio.
They get mad about something.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
See, like me and you could be the same. Meaning that if we reply, you ain't going to like when we reply.
Yes.
Yeah, we're coming for the jugular. Yeah.
You're looking for the kill.
I used to, when somebody would insult how I looked, I would just go to their profile and go, oh, yeah, well, you're bald and fat.
Yeah.
Like, show them a picture of themselves.
Yes.
And now you just do that when you're driving, right?
Yes. You mean when somebody cuts me off
and I
tell them, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Rather than giving the finger, pick out something ugly about the person who cut you off, scream it at them, and then drive away.
Yes. Practice what you preach. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
But the number one worst version of Twitter. This is 10 years running. I feel like, you know, so I've been doing the top five, but it came back out this weekend. Is far and away wrestling Twitter. And this weekend.
Oh, you hate wrestling.
Did you see John Cena turn heel?
Yeah,
oh, I didn't see it coming.
Oh my God. It's a big moment.
It's who cares?
He's been face for like 20 years.
You're not 12. Oh my goodness. John Cena, did you see it? Ew.
You see, he turned on Cody Rhodes.
Oh, how could you do it? Oh, it's humble. I can't believe in his last match in the Elimination Chamber.
I know. I saw it. I stayed away from it. And only in part, so I'm a boxing fan.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys didn't watch the fight this weekend.
I didn't even know there was a fight.
I know. Yeah.
Tank Davis was fighting this weekend against Lamont Roach. And it was a majority draw, which I've never seen before in my life. A draw.
Okay.
A majority draw. So out of the three judges, two of them ruled it a draw, but one gave Tank 115, 113.
Oh, so two people ruled it a draw. And only one person ruled that somebody won, and that person didn't win.
No.
Oh, my God.
And it was undefeated. He's 30-0. So, and it was a sort of a controversial decision a little bit, you know. But I couldn't get into Twitter with it because I'm like, everybody that follows me are Eagles fans, Sixers fans, Phillies fans. They aren't. I don't have any boxing fans that follow me.
Yes.
I don't have anybody. And you know why else I didn't do it? Because UFC was on. So I would have got the whole, the real sport is UFC. Nobody cares about boxing.
Yeah.
Yes. So I didn't even tweet about the fight. It was a good fight, though.
You didn't tweet about John Cena turning heel?
No, but I saw it.
Yeah. Oh, it was unbelievable theater.
I saw it.
My wife and I used to watch. My wife loves wrestling. Mm-hmm. We don't really watch anymore. There's too much on and whatever.
Yep.
But I don't dislike wrestling. I'll watch wrestling. Wrestling is fine. I don't really know what's going on anymore. But
the storylines.
Yeah,
and stuff,
but I do know Cody Rhodes is pretty much at the top of it right now, and John Cena turning into a bad guy is a big thing. So I understood that. It's right when, but most of the wrestling people, it's every Monday Night Raw.
Right.
All they do is criticize how WWE books the matches. Like, they all know the best way to do it. But then I think I do the same thing with sports. So whatever. I'm just not that interested in it.
So that's not a bigger turn than Hogan turning heel, right?
I think it's sort of equal.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Cena's been, I would think, the biggest consistent good guy it's been
a long time.
Two decades at least, I think.
Yeah.
So that's a big moment.
Yeah, when I was playing, he was a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wore the jorts, right?
Yes, and I remember when he first came out, he had this whole rapper bit when he came out, so I don't know if he was a bad guy or a good guy when he came out, but he's not a guy that's bounced back and forth like The Rock has,
right.
Or, you know, so yeah, it's a big moment.
I saw The Rock there in the ring, too. Is The Rock back in wrestling?
He's there once a year.
Yeah,
okay. Once or twice a year, yeah. Yeah, when he wants a check.
You smell what The Rock is cooking.
Oh, yeah,
hey, that's entertainment.
So you hate wrestling?
Yeah.
Do you like watching it if you didn't hear it? Oh, really?
I've turned it on a couple of times. Like, all right, am I a hater?
Little bit. You're a little bit of a hater, aren't
you?
Well, it's kind of fun.
I like the old school wrestling.
I'm an
80s wrestler.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
And then you turned 13 or 14.
Ultimate Warrior.
Yep. It was around that time.
Ricky Steamboat.
Ooh. Yeah, those were the wrestlers,
Tito Santana.
British Bulldogs,
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, Paul Orndorff.
Yeah. Wait.
Mr. Wonderful.
That's Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah. Who was,
Kurt Hennig.
Kurt Hennig, yeah.
Kurt Hennig.
I was going to say Chad Hennig.
Yes, Kurt Hennig.
Kurt Hennig.
This hour is sponsored by Kaida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest free. What? Call Kaida Door and Window today at 877-GO-KAIDA or visit goguida.com. Jack, this first one, there's no name there.
My bad.
You know who that is.
Chuck.
It's his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Chuck.
Oh, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it, man. Hey, listen, hey, Ike, what's up, buddy?
Happy birthday, brother.
Hey, man, you know what? Just another day. Another day. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, though.
Yeah.
Man, I had to call up on my birthday to the best show on sports radio.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, that's what I love to hear, Chuck.
It's getting so much better.
Yep.
Yeah.
Best caller calling the best show. That's what we got.
Hey, listen, Spike, listen. Let me say this, man. You know, I'm going to get to Joel and be in a second, right? But I want to say this, right? I watched that fight this weekend, right? And Roach got robbed.
He did. And I don't know if he got robbed, Chuck, but it certainly could have gone. I could have seen him winning that fight by decision. It was a toss-up.
Yeah, you know what? I look at it like this, too. Like, to beat the champ, you got to really, like, beat it.
Right.
Kansas City.
Right.
You know, they took it out the ref's hands. You can't, you know what I mean, leave it in the ref's hands at all. So,
yep.
I get that part of it. It's politics. But, man, I tell you, when he took that knee, you know, that's the point that should have been taken away.
Should have been a standing eight count. Yep.
Exactly. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, hopefully they'll do it again. But, listen, hey, Spike, I'm trying to tell you, we're all Sixers fans, right? You know, I feel sorry for Joel Embiid. I really do. Sometimes I come off as being, what's the word I'm looking for? Not considerate or, you know, just not thinking about the next man, having some empathy. You know what I mean? I'm not having empathy in the situation. So I'm going to give you a little empathy in the situation, right? I feel sorry for the guy. I truly do. You know what I mean? I didn't want it to end like this. And I'm not going around tooting my horn saying, yeah, I told you so, because the guy's injured. You probably really want to get out there and play. I get it. I don't like the guy, but I can have a little bit more empathy. I get that. But what I'm saying is this, right? We are all Sixers fans. And Joel Embiid had a good career here. You know what I mean? You know, you guys love him. He had a good career here. I get that to him. He had some moments here. But all things come to an end. All good things come to an end. So I'm trying to look for solutions to get my franchise, our franchise, back to the level they're supposed to be sooner than later. And that solution is, you know, it's easy to say flip the page from Joel. But there's a solution out there.
What's that?
That this team can take. And that is the medical retirement.
Okay, so
they have to file that petition. If they could file that petition next year, if Joel is not ready to go next year by the 22nd, which is the last time he played, they can file a petition with the NBA and the NBPA would get involved, Spike, and they would assign the 76ers an independent doctor.
Yep.
They would examine Joel's knee. Yep. If they can't deem him to go, then he would be forced to retire. If he can come back, he'll be able to come back if we're still in the contract.
Well, no,
but he would have to file a petition.
No. Well, so it's close. They can file for a medical retirement, but to do that, to approve it, he would be waived if it goes through. So he couldn't come back with the Sixers. He would have to come back with somebody else, which is fine. You don't care. But the that's fine. Whatever. The problem with it is if the player is actively trying to come back and believes that he could come back, then it's very tough to get medical retirement approved. Now, it would be great. It would clear him off the cap. He would get paid out whatever he wanted, whatever. It's a lot easier if the player is willing or the union will fight it. You know, if he wants to come back, if he thinks he wants to come back, it's not easy. That's all I would say.
So he basically would never, he could never play again?
He could. So the way it would happen is he would get paid out, he would get waived, and then there would be a certain amount of time and he could come back if he felt like he could come back. But I guess what I'm saying is, I believe the Chris Bosh one, he didn't approve, but that was a different thing. It was like a heart issue, a knee issue. I'm just saying, if a team could do it, the Wizards would have done it with John Wall. They would have done it. There have been opportunities for teams to do it. It is a lot easier, a lot easier if Joel Embiid plays along and wants to retire along with the Sixers. So it's not as easy a solution, I think, as you're painting it. It'd be
the timing has to add up, Spike. You know what I mean? Sometimes with those other guys, the timing, you have to be out for a year, calendar year.
I know.
From your last game.
I know, but if he has, but here's the thing, Chuck, just to move this forward. Let's say he has one of those surgeries where it's a 12-month recovery. Well, then by the time we're at a year, he's just going to be starting to get back. And if he plays even one game, then you have to wait another year. And if he thinks he can play, I promise you he's going to try to play, and you can't stop him from playing. You can't. So I understand what you're saying. It's just more complicated than you're laying it out, especially if he wants to play.
If he has surgery this offseason, you're telling me he'll be ready by the beginning of next year?
No. Here's the thing. What I'm telling you is if he has surgery, right, and there's an 8 to 12-month recovery, then just at this point next year, would he be ready to even try to come back again? And if he's actively trying to come back, then the doctor's not going to say that he can't play basketball anymore.
With his work history, his work ethic, I don't believe he'll be back. If he has surgery like right now, I don't think he'll be back by next year, by February next year. That's just my opinion.
Well, yeah, if it works out that way, Chuck, if it works out that way, it's best for all parties. If he can't play anymore, the Sixers apply for medical retirement. That is the best way. But I'm just telling you, he's going to try to come back. He's going to play at least one game, which will set the clock back another year. I guarantee it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I get what you're saying. I'm just trying to find solutions, man. At this point, I don't give a damn about what Joel did 4 or 5 years
there
ago.
There he is.
Okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm serious, man. Like, it is what it is. Like, this has to come to an end, man. Like, because the only people that's suffering is us as fans. I can't even cheer for my team no more. I haven't watched the Sixers game in God knows when. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, I'm fed up with this, man. I would like just to see this thing start over. And everybody will give Josh Harris a hard time. But Josh Harris, you know, is the only guy that can get us out of this situation if he do this the right way. And I pray to God, and I mean, I pray to God that Magic Johnson is talking to Joshua Harris, because he's a smart basketball mind, and he knows what's best for the team. And I hope they built a connection where, as though he's not just focused on the Commanders, but he actually telling them, listen, your basketball team over there, they're sinking. And this is what you need to do to get this team afloat, to try to build this thing the right way. I'm looking for solutions at this point. The days of being angry, the days of wondering if Joel's going to come back and be Super Joel again, that's over, y'all. That's over, man. It's time to start building this thing the right way. And I trade Tyrese Maxey. I never said I thought I'd say it out of my mouth. But I'm starting from scratch. I'm letting everybody go.
All right, Chuck.
Yeah, and listen, Chuck, you might not.
Trainer, the old fans, everybody, go. That's from the old regime, go. You know what I mean? Daryl Moore, everybody. So we can start this thing fresh, man. That's all. I just want a fresh start, man. But y'all have a good day, man.
You too, brother. Happy birthday, man.
All right, Chuck. Happy birthday, man. For Chuck's birthday, we're going to get medical retirement for Joel Embiid. I wish it was that easy. It's just, it's
yeah,
not
it does
that
not
easy.
Seem like it's that easy.
No, because if he plays even one game next year, which I imagine
like you
he
said,
will.
Restarts the clock.
Restarts the clock. And every time he wants to come back, you can't. The players union's not going to let you say, no, you can't come back.
Right.
He's really going to be able to not. I don't think he could get it right now, but because he can certainly get on the court, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well. There's some news, new rumors on Myles Garrett. We'll talk about that next. Mm-hmm. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.